If you've driven on the main turnpike this summer, you've probably run into your fair share of bottlenecks and slow-moving traffic. The Maine Turnpike Authority says that there are a lot more cars and trucks on the highway this year compared to a year ago. As Jay Field reports, steady growth in traffic and toll revenue coincide with promising early numbers on the 2015 tourist season and an overall uptick in Maine's and the nation's economy.
Traffic on the Maine Turnpike began to tick up gradually last September. It's Doug Davidson's job to analyze traffic trends on the highway and look at those patterns in the context of the broader forces driving the economy. Davidson is the Turnpike Authority's chief financial officer and treasurer.
So what I really think is that we're seeing most of the recession traffic coming back.
In June, according to Turnpike Authority data, car traffic in Maine was up by roughly 5.5% over a year ago. Davidson says the authority has also seen a surge in the number of drivers paying cash at toll booths.
Cash payers are the first people to disappear in a recession, and they're usually the first people to reappear when the economy is getting better.
The roadway data also suggests that Maine's tourist season is shaping up to be a strong one. Just try leaving the state on a Sunday afternoon, says Peter Mills, the Turnpike Authority's executive director.
Really quite intense on Sunday afternoons. It has been for years, but it's grown substantially this year.
Over at the Maine Office of Tourism, officials pay close attention to the traffic data that comes out of the Turnpike Authority.
Because we know that the preponderance of our visitors do arrive by vehicle.
And so far this summer, notes Carol Ann Ouellette, many more visitors are coming to Maine and staying overnight than made the trek a year ago. Ouellette, who runs the Maine Office of Tourism, says lodging sales tax receipts in May 2015 were 14% higher than a year earlier. She says restaurant sales tax collection was up nearly 10% over the same period. Ouellette also closely monitors Acadia National Park visits, which in June of 2015 were 5% greater than a year earlier.
We're really excited. We're hoping that it will continue into the fall, which often has been the case. Recently, we've seen some really positive increases in fall visitation as well.
At the Turnpike Authority, Peter Mills says it's not just automobiles that are responsible for the traffic increase. Traffic on the Turnpike, he notes, is up among all classes of vehicles.
It's not just tourism. What surprises me is that the delivery trucks are back. They're delivering goods, hard goods, into the state of Maine.
There's been a spike in freight movements nationwide as well as to the state of Maine.
Brian Park says this uptick, noted in data from the American Trucking Association, is creating some challenges for some of his members. Park runs the Maine Motor Transport Association.
They're having a hard time finding enough truck drivers to move the freight that their customers have asked them to, just from normal economic activity.
But it's not entirely clear whether this uptick in economic activity and turnpike traffic will continue. Consumer confidence in the U.S. has been on a steady upswing in recent months, but it fell sharply in July, leading to worries about how the overall economy will do between now and the end of the year. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.